From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Thursday a week-long ceasefire with the Taliban. The announcement coincides with the holiday marking the end of Ramadan next week. Ghani said the ceasefire will begin on June 12th and will last through the Eid holiday on June 19th. The ceasefire does not apply to Al-Qaeda or to the Islamic State terrorist group. The Taliban hasn't commented. President Trump says he is prepared for next week's summit with North Korea. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says he's already very well prepared, but the outcome hinges on something else.
It's about attitude. It's about willingness to get things done. But I think I've been preparing for the summit for a long time.
Speaking in the Oval Office with Japan's prime minister ahead of the meeting with Kim Jong-un, the president says the summit will be much more than a photo op. He says it's aimed at starting a relationship and making his demands of North Korea clear.
If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
As for the summit sidelines, the president's denying reports that he asked former NBA star Dennis Rodman to take part. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least 18 people have been killed and 90 wounded in Sadr City in the district of Baghdad when an ammunition cache exploded inside a mosque. In Spain, King Felipe VI swore in a new cabinet of government ministers under Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and in India, government officials in Hyderabad in Telangana state partnered with telecom companies to reduce noise pollution. This is VOA News. The United Nations has crafted a peace plan for Yemen. The Reuters news agency reports the plan calls for the Houthi government to give up its ballistic missiles in return for an end to a bombing campaign directed by a Saudi-led coalition. Some Americans have left China after suffering from mysterious health issues similar to what American government workers experienced in Cuba. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports.
More Americans are being screened over mystery health issues in China. A U.S. medical team is screening more of them who work in a southern Chinese city. The State Department confirmed evacuating a number of government workers who experienced the unexplained health issues. They were similar to those that hurt U.S. personnel in Cuba. A State Department spokeswoman says a number of individuals have been brought to the United States. These are in addition to a U.S. worker who was evacuated earlier. China says it has no information about the incident's cause. I'm Shirley Smith.
Rescue workers are struggling in the area hardest hit by a volcano eruption last Sunday in Guatemala, about 40 kilometers southwest of Guatemala City. Associated Press correspondent Peter Orsi reports.
Guatemala's National Disaster Agency says it's suspending rescue efforts at the zone that was devastated by the eruption of the volcano of fire. The agency says climatic conditions and there's also still hot volcanic material deposited on these villages makes it too dangerous for the rescuers to continue their work.
At least 99 people have now been confirmed dead. The United States is providing money, food, and water at the request of the Guatemalan government. Republican leaders in the U.S. House of Representatives have planned a closed-door meeting to try to end a dispute within the House over immigration policy. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There's a struggle between opposing factions within the GOP on what to do about immigration, specifically the Dreamers, young adults who were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. While moderates are demanding Dreamers be offered citizenship, conservatives oppose that idea. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows.
The big concern for most conservatives has been the special pathway.
But it could be a negotiating point for funding President Trump's border wall and tighter immigration limits. House leaders are hoping to keep moderates from forcing embarrassing votes in advance of the midterm elections. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police in Germany have arrested four Iraqis suspected of membership in the Islamic State terrorist group. Federal prosecutors say the men were arrested on Wednesday. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.